Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, we have a great show for you today. Andrew Freund, our friend, was at the Golden Globes. He hit the red carpet as he usually does, and he hung out with Jennifer Lopez, Nicole Kidman, Tiffany Haddish, and a whole lot more. I use hung out lightly, just so you know. I mean, they were there, he was there. We'll explain. Also, Harry Styles and Adele were vacationing together, and you're going to wish you had been their waiter. And also, Miranda Lambert is once again showing off her... her man. And French Montana is feuding with 50 Cent. Now, Atlanta is off today, but look who's with us. Tammy Mack, everybody! Yeah. It's Tammy Mack from Pop Soul TV, and she's here for the whole show. Hey, Tammy.
Yes, hey! It's 2020, new year, new me, baby. You know how that goes. Maybe a new Lori Loughlin, because apparently she's going to get a little time in prison. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Frank and Chewy are here as well. So let's get started. You got news.
Yes, I do, Heidi, and it's kind of for you. Your fave, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
She's kicked off her new tour. Now, you know Oprah is the face of Weight Watchers, which has now been rebranded WW.
Ooh. And you can find it online at www.ww.com.
So be sure.
Let me write that down. Yeah. How many W's is that?
I think five.
Back fat, back fat. Oh, come on. It's after the holidays.
Wow. After the holidays.
Are you saying I got back fat or Oprah has back fat?
I think at this point, we all got back. Oprah sat down with Lady Gaga. She kicked it off in Fort Lauderdale and sat down with her on Saturday and did an emotional interview. During the conversation between Oprah and Lady Gaga, which will air tomorrow on Instagram, Oprah shared this backstage moment of her and Lady Gaga together splitting a whole pie. It's ridiculous.
Frank Take a look. Kramer.
No, she didn't do that.
Oh, my God. You were so real, so good. So strong, so you. It was so good. Thank you for doing that for me.
Of course I was.
Thank you for doing
that. That's what happens when you're in the presence of
an angel. Oh, God, that was so good. That was so good.
Thank you.
It was so helpful. I know. I was like, I couldn't believe you were saying those things. So good.
Tammy Mack and I had that same conversation last time she was on the show. I was like, Tammy,
no, so good. Nobody does it.
Nobody does it.
You.
No, okay, me.
You. I watched a little bit of that interview, and yeah, Lady Gaga was like talking about mental health and how it's a problem. It's gonna, she made a vow to Oprah that she's going to get every scientist, every medical doctor, every, we're going to fix the mental health problem in this country.
Jeez.
Yeah, like she, she's like, I promise you, Oprah.
That's what Lady Gaga's going to do, is fix the mental health problem in this country. I mean, somebody needs to. I mean, obviously these drugs aren't working.
Your drugs? Your drugs.
Kind of drugs you talking about?
No, so if you were on, on Oprah, or she's going to interview you, I mean, would you, I mean, if she asked you a question, would you be open and honest?
Anything. Like,
you
know,
I wouldn't be able to get an answer out because I'd start by crying.
That's right. Right.
I just
I would be.
Yo, seriously.
That's right. That's how one of the women was in the audience, where Oprah just went up to sit, like, to ask her something, and she did that.
Wow.
And Oprah's like, okay, I just needed to ask you something. And she's like, Lord help me! Lord help me!
All right, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Huh?
Yes.
What?
Now, I know the Golden Globes were Sunday, but there were some very hot fashions on that red carpet, and I just can't stop thinking about them. Jennifer Lopez looking like a big old Christmas bow in green and cream and gold.
I don't know. I think when you're Jennifer Lopez and you have the body she has, why are you hiding?
But she's done it
before. She can wear everything.
I know.
She's done the body thing before. That famous dress back in the day.
She when
actually,
she was a ditty.
She can still actually wear that, which is awesome. But
yeah.
Right.
I think she's just wearing, and she unwrapped the car that A-Rod got her, and that's because she put the bow back on. She's like,
I can reuse this.
She's all, babe, give me that bow.
Yeah.
That you put on the Rolls Royce.
Yeah. This is not her best moment on a red carpet at all. I can't even believe she looked at it and thought, this one.
This would be a great dress if you looked outside and she's standing in the driveway.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, you didn't. You
Merry Christmas.
I got J-Lo.
What I've always wanted.
Well, speaking of Christmas, too bad the brat's not here, because her favorite man, Jason Momoa, he had on a beautiful, is that velvet, green jacket, and then he took a little seat in the inside and kind of stripped that thing off.
See, now, I saw the shot of him in the audience before I saw him on a red carpet, right? We were watching the show, and I was like, come on.
It's like, come on.
Because I think, like, you're not at the MTV Music Awards, and I get that you're not at the Oscars, so you can kind of chill. Like, I like the guys who did the nice tux, but the maybe sneakers, because it's Golden Globes. But when I saw him in the audience, I was like, a tank top.
My friends told me that they were at the show, everybody just kept looking at Jason.
Well, he did a full-on change, though, because he didn't just change his jacket. He also slicked his hair back and started looking like you, friend.
That's right.
We're close.
I gave him some tips.
You're Jason Mimosa.
And I'm bottomless.
No bottom at all. No bottom.
Sign me up.
Mimosa. Jason Mimosa.
And finally, okay, the queen of Goop.
Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow. She looked rather bohemian sexy, if you ask me. She rocked a very sheer gown with what looked to be like lingerie underneath.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was no Cardi B or Lizzo there, so somebody had to show their ass, right?
Lizzo was the designer, I think.
You're right. I don't know. I'd be super uncomfortable in that.
Really?
You would look great
but
in something like
I
that,
would
man.
Feel so self-conscious all night. I mean, you could see when she came out.
I know.
You can see her panties. Like, I don't know. I just couldn't.
Whether the panties, but she looked good. When she was up there presenting, you could see, like, the abs, like, the obliques coming in. It's like, she worked out for this night.
Right. Yeah. You know what I worked out for? I worked out for a black turtleneck. That's how hard I've been working out.
Yeah. This dress is fantastic. I would wear it any day, but this dress on Gwyneth tells you why Serena got stripped of wearing her her bodysuit.
Yes.
Because there's clearly a difference between a white woman's body and a black woman's
body.
Right. Talking about bottomless mimosas. She's bottomless too.
All right, well, stars are kicking off the new year by spreading some goodwill to some servers, y'all. On New Year's Day, Donnie Wahlberg left a tip at IHOP for $2,020.
Nice.
And his wife, Jenny McCarthy, shared the receipt on Twitter with the hashtag 2020 Tip Challenge.
Yeah, I didn't get why he left 2020. $2,020. I didn't get that until I saw the 2020 challenge. I was like,
If you're going to do that so everyone can play. Not everybody can do $2,020. Do $20, 20 cents on no matter. I mean,
Frank, you have a waterfall in your backyard. I think you could do it, brother.
Yeah. I can do it.
Everybody can.
That's good. That's good. Do what you can. You can do $20.
Well, it seems like Harry Styles accepted your challenge, and on holiday, he was in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, with his fellow Brits, Adele and James Corden. And my brother, Harry Styles, left a $2,020 tip to a server in the Caribbean fish market, and the bill was $472.
Damn.
So that's more than a 400% tip, y'all.
I actually leave $100 tips pretty frequently.
Nice, Tammy.
Yeah. You guys don't know me that well, but just like you have waterfalls in your backyard, my backyard is the ocean.
Oh!
Money Mac, baby.
On this segment of Braggadocious.
Seriously. All right, well, Lori Loughlin may be headed to prison, and you will not believe what she is doing to prepare. We're going to tell you about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it looks like Lori Loughlin's nightmares may turn into reality because she faced up to 45 years in prison.
Wow.
This is about the college entrance scandal.
Yes, the college admission scandal.
45 years?
Trying to get her daughters into school. Now, according to reports, she hired a prison consultant to prepare for her life behind bars. And allegedly teach her martial arts.
Is this? Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
It's 45 years. How long it would take to pay off college if you paid for it?
Right, probably.
That's why she's getting 45 years for not paying.
Exactly.
A prison consultant. I have so many questions here. So
Me
many
too.
Questions. First of all, does the prison consultant have a teardrop tatted on his face?
And how many?
And second of all, is the prison consultant or have they ever been to prison?
Right.
And third of all, has this prison consultant cook crack with Freeway Ricky Ross? Or has this prison consultant been cooking pot roast with Martha Stewart? I need answers,
Which
Sway.
Way? Which
I need
way?
Answers.
Which one is
way?
It? Which one is it?
Way. Okay, so now this is what a source told reporters. The advisor is there to help her learn the ropes. That's not to be construed with she thinks she's going to lose her case. Jeez. She's just a planner.
I don't mean to surprise, shock, and totally disappoint you white people.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to spread a stereotypical thing that black people know more about jail.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no way to prepare to be safe behind
the
bars.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I always thought that if I was there, I would just go there, head down, do with it. And but then I'd get that girl who's like, oh, you can't look at us. Too good to say hello. And then you're like, no, Heidi.
Heidi's got an 8-inch tongue. She's getting traded for cigarettes.
Yeah. Heidi's getting traded for ramen noodles and a pack of cigarettes.
I'd eat well, but I'd also eat well.
All right, well, moving on, you guys. It looks like 50 Cent in French Montana got everybody talking on the internets with their beef, y'all.
Oh,
yeah, I've been following this. These two have been trolling each other on social media for a couple weeks now, but French took it to a whole other level. As a jab to 50, check this out, y'all. French leaked a clip of the mid-season premiere of 50's show Power, and fans got pissed off.
I know they did.
It's a spoiler.
The show for it.
Right.
I want to watch it.
Check this out. French said, and I quote, breaking news. All you Power fans, 59 won't show you who killed Ghost tomorrow. He's still trying to drag his piece of power. But here's a highlight of tomorrow's episode. Let me save you an hour of your life.
Wait, who's 59?
I don't know. French is trolling him, trying to call him an old man.
Oh, he's saying he's 59.
59.
Why did you just call him 60?
$0.60, $0.59, $0.60, $1.
Right. All right, moving on. We love having Tammy Mack on the show, but Tammy has her own show on Fox Soul. Tell us about that.
It's the Tammy Mack Late Show, and it's where you come to keep it real, baby. So already, kicking the new year off, we had a gospel artist on the show who tours with Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to have a little smoke with your communion, right?
For the, all smoke for the goes new up to year. Heaven.
No, Tammy, I love your show. Now, here's the thing about the Tammy Mac show is that it's such a fun hang. Like, people are drinking. It's just like you're almost watching
Tammy's living room.
Yeah, come over to Tammy's house, sit in the living room, and just you get to hear all the stuff. You're like, I cannot believe they're saying this.
It's literally a late night party in your living room. So check us out, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. You can download the Fox Soul app, or you can log on to foxsoul.tv, and you can see me, the Tammy Mac Late Show.
Fun.
All right, up next, our man Andrew Freund hit the red carpet of the Golden Globes, and he talked to all the celebrities, Tiffany Haddish, Jennifer Lopez, and more. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here at the iconic Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills, California, at the 77th annual Golden Globe Awards, getting ready to talk to all the stars. Let's do this. Mean to you to be here at the Golden Globes? You're nominated, you're with your man.
Yes, I mean, I feel like it's very full circle and complete.
What does it mean to be here tonight?
So happy to be here, to be honored for Big Little Lies, but to be celebrating all of the talent in the room.
Talk to me, how do you pose on the red carpet? What's like, what do you do? What are the, what do you?
Oh, my things that I've been doing is, I've been doing the hand in hand here. I've been doing the grab the waist, suck it in here. I do the, oh, I don't know what to do with my hands here. And then I do the hat and walk away.
Let's talk about how excited are you to be here at the Globes? Who do you want to see? Who do you want to meet?
This is my first Golden Globes, so I feel like I'm having a surreal experience right now, but I'm trying to stay in my body. I'm excited to even just see Beyonce, just even see her tonight. J-Lo, A-Rod, my colleague and friend Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, and to cheer them on.
What do the fans, what do they say to you when they see you guys on the street? What do they say to you? What are they screaming?
They always ask me to tell them to do a certain thing, and I usually very, very happily do so. F*** off.
My job's done. What are your red carpet do's and don'ts?
Red carpet, don't stop in the middle of the red carpet. Don't take pictures of people when they don't want you to know. I think do say hi, do have fun, do connect with everybody. I say do.
You know, if there's a rule book of do's and don'ts on the carpet,
yeah.
Nobody passed that to me yet.
Okay.
I might be breaking all the rules, I don't know.
Okay, who are you excited to see tonight, Tiff?
Well, I just saw Carol Burnett, and that was pretty much the icing on the cake for me. And then I ran into Jennifer Aniston. That was nice. You know, I hope I heard my homegirl Beyonce gonna be here. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, I'm gonna give you your own Golden Globe table. You can put anyone at that table. Who are the five people that are gonna be at Tiffany Haddish's Golden Globe table?
Okay, Ellen, Eddie Murphy, Beyonce, Selma Hayek, Carol Burnett.
Go have some drinks,
Tiff.
Thank you.
I need some ice water.
Can I tell her what you told me this morning?
What?
Yeah. We're going to the gym, and she goes, you know what, no matter what happens tonight, even though I'm a little nervous, I'm from the Bronx, you're from Washington Heights, we already won. Yeah. That was a great perspective.
I said, look at us. Look at us. Look where we're going today. And we never forget. I said, let's just remember ourselves in our houses back then, like what we were doing. And, yeah, so.
Super Bowl. What can you tell me about Super Bowl?
It's on February 2nd.
Well, guys, the red carpet is officially closed. My goal to talk to J-Lo succeeded. It's time to start the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo. Well, when you have a hot spouse, I think it's fair to say you want to show them off. You want to show the world.
Yeah. Be proud.
Look what I got. And thanks to Miranda Lambert, it's time for a
Spouse Summer! Woo!
Now, we've all seen Miranda's hot NYPD husband before. She posts him all the time. If you follow her, she's always posting him. Well, she shared another video of him on her Instagram with the caption, House husband shirtless promo volume 4 #. No cougar jokes, please. # wildcard. # wildcard tour. P.S. Who looks like this after the holidays in Texas? We ate a ton of Tex-Mex. What the hell?
If my lady posted me like that, she'd lose followers.
Stop it, No.
She might gain followers.
She might.
That's right.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see my lumps and humps.
Aw, shucks, I didn't know you were there.
This is weird, I think, if she keeps posting, you know, videos of him shirtless, being a young guy like he is. Is this getting back at Blake Shelton?
And let me give you the rule of social media here.
Yes.
Nothing says this won't last like a million my man posts.
Yes, that's true. That is so true.
Wow.
Yeah. How many posts to your man?
Zero.
There you go. How long you been together?
10 years.
Okay. Does your lady post you?
No, she doesn't. We don't post each other.
We don't even text each other.
You and your wife don't text each other?
They don't even talk to each other.
No.
That's why they're not even living together anymore.
No calls,
they're
no texts. I think she's in the house someplace. Like an old cat.
I see a lot of posts of your puppies.
Yeah.
But I rarely see a post of your wife.
No,
actually, one of those dogs is a wife.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.